good luck.
Okay. Log Talk Radio.
See, I can kind of recall a little ways back, all trying to ball, always in black, and my hair, I tried it all, I even went flat, had a dummy curly top and all that crap. Now, trying to be appreciated, happy-headed brothers never had no ladies. Then I hit the barbershop real quick, had a gimme little twist, and it drove them crazy. Then I couldn't get no job, corporate one eye, no dreadlock. Then I thought about my dog from the block, kinda understand why the shoulders still and rock. Was it the hair that got me this far? All these girls, these cribs, these cars. I hate to say it, but it seems so flawed, cause success didn't come till I cut it all off. Little girl with the fresh curl, AJ, I got a Jerry curl. 13 and I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. 15 and it all broke off. 18 and I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do. Cause it was time to change my life. Become the woman I had inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone.
Everybody, how are you doing today? Welcome to Inner Healers Radio. We are providing online guidance to help people remember how to connect with their natural inner state of health. My name is Luciana Stiglich, and I will be your host today. As you know, Inner Healers Radio is part of Inner Healers, an integrative health-oriented concept that considers all the answers that we look for reside inside. It is by reaching inside that we can live healthy, happy lives. Those who resonate with this concept have been writing back and contacting each other, with whom we're starting a loving and caring worldwide community of like-minded souls. This is why a company under the same name has been created in Peru, to help sustain both the concept and the community. We believe in broadening minds and lessening frontiers, for it's not about where we are based, but about remembering we are all inner healers. To learn more about Inner Healers, you can find us at www.innerhealers.com. These shows are made for and because of you, so feel free to share your questions and comments with us online. The call-in number is 347-826-9216. Lines open 15 minutes before the show ends. Our guest for today is Shelly Dressel. She's a channeler for Goddess of Creation. Shelly has been channeling Goddess of Creation since 2001, an energy that comes from the source, God, Goddess, all that is, that could not be channeled prior to year 2000 because of her high vibration as a feminine side of God. Goddess is being channeled at this point in evolution to help us remind who we are as core essence, so that we can bring more of our soul, our I Am presence, to Earth. The more we understand about her, the more we will remember about our own self. Help me greet Shelly Dressel. Hello, Shelly.
Hi there. Thank you, Luciana, for having me. I really appreciate you inviting me to share this time with you. I think self-esteem, too, is one of those issues that is just near and dear to my heart. It's very much about what the goddess is working on. So when you sent me the email and asked would I like to talk about this, I was absolutely appreciative that I could do so. So thank you for having me on here.
Thank you for accepting being here, and thank you for actually for incarnating, you know, now with us at this time. Thank you for the work that you give, for the person that you are, and for being here with us today. Would you like telling us a little bit about who you are, about your life as a channeler, and how come you started this path?
Okay, thank you. I've been having conversations with the goddess for probably about a week or so about our conversation today, just my own thoughts about it, what the goddess was wanting to share with me. And one of the things that, as far as my own path of self-esteem, one of the stories that, if anyone out there is listening that has worked with me before, they probably have heard this, but I know I've said it a number of times because it's something so simple, but yet it's so pivotal. I separated from my husband in 89, and I remember going to the video store to get a video, like, right during that time of separation, which is, as everyone knows, a very traumatic time. And I remember walking through the store and thinking, oh, he would like this, or my daughter would like that, or so-and-so would like this. It was like everywhere I looked, I thought of someone else who and what they would like to watch. And I realized I had no idea what movie I would want to watch. And so I ended up just walking out of the store. And, of course, at the time I felt very depressed and very frustrated and, you know, was crying the whole shebang. But I come to realize in retrospect that it was something so simple as that that really brought to my awareness how little I really knew who I was, what were my desires, what did I want out of life, what made me happy other than my husband, my child, my family, my work, you know, all those external things. So that was, I think, one of the things that kind of began to nudge me or push me towards this type of work and this type of finding out this information. From there, back in the 90s, I then began, as so many people from that time, they remember doing this, reading all the, and you may be right there yourself right now, but reading articles, taking classes, doing all sorts of different things, trying to figure out who you are. And I came to realize that also back at that time, there was probably a facade that I put out to the world because I think everyone had a different perception of me than what I had of myself. I know that people would talk about, oh, I don't know, me being pretty or smart or this, that, or the other, but when they would say that, I know inside of myself I didn't feel that same way. It was as if I could hear what they were saying, but it didn't feel real to me. So over the course of years, as I have moved through, evolved, shifted, whatever word you want to call it, as I have come to where I am right now, I realize, first of all, that nobody else can tell someone their self-esteem. Your self-esteem is something that only you can feel it, think of it, know it, and decide it for yourself. And I think that's a very important thing to realize. I also had a few thoughts that were coming through about the old beliefs. One of the biggest ones for me, and thank goodness, I think this is not as big a deal for people that are now in their 20s, but as I was growing up, if we thought about ourselves, or if we thought we were good at something, or if we thought we were doing well, that was considered selfish, which, i.e., turned out that was thought to be bad. So there are old belief systems that go along with thinking well of yourself, or being proud of yourself, or being just happy with things that you do. So I think that's something else that people need to think about when they're looking at their life. Is some of this an old belief system that's no longer working for you? Because that's one thing that I think has completely changed since that period of time. The other thing that was coming was, do we stay in relationships for a longer time because we're afraid to get out of that? We're afraid to go outside our comfort zone, even though we know it's not good. We are afraid to leave. And sometimes I think people identify themselves by being married to so-and-so, living in a particular place, perhaps having children, perhaps the work you do. And so as you are thinking about things in your life, oops, I'm kind of sort of stepping into the goddess stuff here. I can feel her energies coming through because I know that Luciana had wanted me to channel her. But anyway, so I may just go ahead and shift over and let her talk. There's so many times that she's just a part of me, so I can talk, and it's her, it's me, it's everything. It's everything kind of all together there. I don't really think of it as separate. But anyway, I think something important for people to really consider is, are you stuck in a situation that doesn't work for you because you are afraid to take those steps to go outside? But anyway, those are that and a little bit more is what I've been thinking about over the past week, and I recognize how self-esteem is basically pivotal to everyone's personal growth. It's that opening up to understand who you are. It's that opening up to feel your divinity. It's that opening up to recognize that you are someone very unique, very special, and it is you, it is there, and I hope that this is all something that you can find for yourself. But anyway, I've rambled on there, haven't I, Luciana?
No, it's great. You're great. Go on.
Okay, so I know that Luciana had asked me to just do a little channeling from the goddess here, and so I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to shift over, and I'll let her just begin to talk to everybody too. So give me just a second. I greet you, my beloved family, my beloved friends. I greet each one of you as I flow within you, as I flow around you. I am here, I am the goddess of creation, but I am also here as a representative of your own self. I'm here as an indicator that you are a unique and special person, that you are aligned with your divinity. And when you allow your divinity to come within your life, when you allow it to come down and be a part of you, then that is when things can begin to transform for you. I cherish you. I believe in you. I love you. I honor you, and you don't have to do anything at all with that except to accept it, But one of the reasons I wanted to say that in such a manner is that so often people get caught up in their daily lives. And indeed, you probably are very busy. You have your job, you have your families, you have your home. You have all these things that keep you very busy in your life. And I'm here in this moment to invite each one of you to just take that second and close your eyes maybe. Let yourself lean back. Let yourself relax. And let yourself just take in a deep breath as if you are breathing down, as if you breathe in, and let that breath move all the way in through your nose. It goes into your heart center, and then it can go all the way through you. When you take in breaths like this, and then you breathe out gently and easily, when you take in breaths like this, you can consciously expand who you are in your physical moment. It can help you to shift any thoughts that you may be having. You may shift emotions. You may shift a physical situation that you may be feeling. And this type of a breath, when you are breathing really deeply like that, you are connecting to your divinity. You're connecting to your higher self. And if you wonder, is it really there? Am I connected? Absolutely, 100%, I can affirm for you that you are connected, that you have your divinity, and that it is there for you. Your divinity is your own. You, as the person you are only yourself, and that is what makes you unique. That's what makes you special, and that's why you have chosen this lifetime to incarnate. Whew, so I breathe and I reflect all of this back to each one of you. The times are changing upon the earth. More and more is being written in the literature. More is being discussed by people, such as Shelley for one thing, but also by others in their discussion groups or in the, just as Luciana was talking about with this, the message board or the place where everyone communicates. It's a community of alignment because people are seeking change in their life. They're seeking to have joy. They're seeking to have fulfillment, and whatever form that may take for them is what they are looking. When you are considering self-esteem in your life, it is, just as it says, esteem or liking or respecting yourself. And sometimes for people that feels like something so distant to you, I would invite you to instead open to the potential that you can find that alignment. I find sometimes people get focused upon their body parts. They may get focused upon a disease that they have. They may get focused upon the thoughts, the beliefs that keep going through their mind again and again and again. All of this can shift. All of this can transition as you allow yourself to strengthen that alignment to your divinity, and as you allow that to flow within and around you as much as you so choose, then more and more with ease can you find that place where you feel good. What is self-esteem? It's respecting yourself. It's honoring yourself. It's accepting who you are in any given moment. And then looking out towards the world once you have created that alignment within you. Breathe in deeply. Breathe in the love. And breathe out, allowing yourself to feel. All right, Luciana, is that... would you like us to shift, or would you like me to continue talking?
First of all, I want to say thank you for coming, Goddess. It's a real pleasure, a real honor to have you here in our New Healers Radio. I would like to ask you a few questions, if it's okay with you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The self-esteem topic has been picked among several topics due to the amount of people requesting us to share our light about it. Why do you think this is an important topic nowadays?
Okay. As the Earth is transitioning into the fourth dimension, and from there it's a stepping stone into the fifth and sixth and higher. The fourth dimension is in alignment with your heart or your heart center. And what comes to mind when you think of your heart? Love. And when you think of love, when you think of your heart center, then that is the alignment for where you are going. And until an individual can accept themselves or allow themselves or open to their own self-worth, their own self-esteem, whatever that may be, then they cannot fully participate or show up for the rest of their lives. And that's why it's become more and more prevalent for people. That's why they're asking the questions. That's why they are seeking those answers for themselves. You know, one of the things that comes up with this and the reason that it's coming up so much right now is that it's as if the opposites are really being shown to everybody. It's as if there's so much violence, hatred, abuse of power, just all those different things that people can get caught up in and can expand. And the polar opposite of that is acceptance, love, compassion. And so I have seen through the history of mankind that these opposites tend to find themselves. It's like a pendulum that's swinging back and forth. In looking forward to the next 10, 15, 20 years, however long you want to look at, that is going to become more and more narrow so that the extremes of violence and the extremes that have been required to balance that can go by the wayside. And what comes up in the middle of it is a society based from the heart, a society living from the heart. And in order for that to really happen, it has to have a foundation of each person acknowledging who they are, honoring who they are, loving, accepting, and that's what has led to this topic. At least that's my perception of it.
Mm-hmm. So for the people that are aware of their evolving or their evolution stage, maybe they already know that they have to switch to something else, or their heart is telling them that maybe they need to close certain relationships and go on with their lives. For the people that are actually living in some kind of change right now, how can they observe their self-esteem place? I mean, would you say there are signs that we manifest when we're living with a low or high self-esteem?
Okay, that's a fantastic question, because one of the things that first of all, I'm going to give a different definition. I consider low self-esteem as being a disconnection inside yourself. When people are disconnected from their heart center, when they're disconnected from their emotions, then their esteem, they don't know what it is to think highly of themselves or honor or respect themselves. So they we've a little bit forgot what you were asking about, but essentially when people are in that process and they know that they're unhappy in their life and they perhaps have developed illnesses, sometimes it's a matter of one minor thing after another minor thing after another minor thing, and it all comes to accumulation of saying, I need to look at my body. My body's talking to me. My life is talking to me. Sometimes it may be the relationships around you and you realize they're just not working for me. That's another way of saying this isn't working for me. And that gives each person the opportunity to look inside of themselves. It's an opportunity to ask yourself the question, why is this happening? What does it mean? How is it going to affect me? And I think what's essential for everyone to remember is that just as I said, no one else can tell you your self-esteem, so too, you cannot control somebody else, you cannot think for somebody else, you cannot do any of that. So in every situation, if you consider, how is this affecting me, how can I feel good in this situation, how can it empower me, then those are the thoughts and those are the questions that you can ask yourself, and when you follow the answers that come from that, that's how you are reaching more towards self-esteem or feeling good or that connection that you are seeking. Oh, one last thing. I think what makes it hard for people also is that when you're in a situation and you know that it's probably not a good place, but you don't really know what's coming on the other side of that, well, it also brings up a feeling inside of being very vulnerable. And when someone feels vulnerable, it's very hard to step outside of what is already known to them. So when you feel vulnerable, that means something inside of you needs to be nurtured. That means you need to open up and like you're giving yourself a hug. Let yourself open and feel the flow of love, the flow of compassion, the flow of your own divinity just come down around you. And as that's embracing you, then that feeling of being vulnerable can shift. It can diminish. It can move into something else so that you are then feeling stronger and feeling more in knowledge or awareness of who you are.
Part of the people who usually listen to our radio are healers that are waking up to their own healing path, are psychics who are also waking up to their psychic path, are spiritual teachers who are also waking up to their own path. So what would you tell to them about developing self-esteem? Sometimes when they enter to this new path, they usually have to close some circles around. They have to leave their jobs, they have to leave certain relationships behind, and it's a very confusing and difficult time for them. What would you tell them?
I always say to people that you can create your situation, you can create your life so that it's supportive of you. And what I mean by that is if you have we'll call it a traditional type of job, it gives you a steady income and that gives you a sense of security, then I think it's important to allow that to be a part of your life. It does not have to be all or nothing. Now, on the flip side of that, there are people that are in a situation and their work or something feels very abrasive to them, and some people do need that as a nudge or as a push to go into something else that will help them to feel better. So I believe that each person needs to find the balance of what's right for you in your life. And you don't have to drop everything and go cold turkey into something new. Although I've heard over and over and over again about people who do that, and that's what they feel they need to do. So I advocate that people find a way of moving into what they prefer, the teaching, the healing, the psychic, whatever it is, that you move into that in a way that feels comfortable, in a way that helps you feel really good about yourself and really good about a situation, and that as you're doing that, the rest will then fall into place. If you think about it and you say you leave your relationship, you leave your job, you're starting a new business, you're in a new location, that's a lot of pressure for anyone to put upon themselves. And there are times it may absolutely be necessary. That's the only way to do it. But I don't believe it has to be that way. I believe that people can choose to create a life for themselves in which they can have things unfold with ease. They can have things unfold sometimes bit by bit or sometimes all at once, but in the unfoldment of it, it comes with ease and with the feeling of, yes, this is right, yes, this is the next step, yes, that's the next step. And the way that you're in the alignment for that to create in your life is that you are allowing yourself. You're listening to your inner guidance, you're listening to your intuition, and by listening and following it, you are again affirming your divinity and affirming that alignment with your divinity. So that's what's strengthening your self-esteem, that's what's strengthening your inner awareness.
In what role do you think self-esteem plays
when we have to affront a change?
We had trouble understanding that question. You didn't
sure.
come through clearly.
It's okay. What role do you feel self-esteem plays when we are in the middle of a change?
Well, that's self-esteem plays a huge role when someone is in change, because it's oftentimes the lack of self-esteem that keeps you in a situation longer than you perhaps should be there. If you think of yourself as having some, we'll call them poker chips, and each poker chip represents that I believe I have the strength to start a new job, put a few chips in there. I believe I have strong health and a good awareness of talking to people, put in a few more chips for those things. I believe, like, if you were to count all these various poker chips for the ways that you believe in yourself, you honor yourself, you trust yourself, then as you go out and you're doing the next step of your life, you're stepping into what you seek to have, and you're using those chips, okay, I'll use a few here, use a few here, use a few here. And it all is fine because you are going into it with, like, you have a full count and you have a full ability of yourself. And then as you use them and you're in the alignment and you receive back into your life what you want to have, that it's strengthening you up even more and you get more of the chips. If you're in a situation where you find you're giving out more chips, giving out more chips, giving out more chips, and they're depleting and going away, then that's a way of indicating to you that you are continuously out of alignment, or because you're having to use up all your energies for something that's not in balance with you. So it's about being in balance. It's about taking it in the steps that feel comfortable to you, and it's about recognizing, this is the other thing that I think humans have a tendency to do, is they decide on a pathway for themselves, and it's like it's been now bricked up on both sides. A pathway should be flexible. It should be able to shift or go in any different direction. And in considering that, that allows you to make a 180-degree turn or a right-hand turn or whatever it is, simply because that's what you feel guided to do. And that's how you're using your intuition. That's what's strengthening your self-esteem. That's what's allowing you to create in your life from your place of feeling good and balanced inside of yourself.
Is there a practical route to constantly experience high self-esteem? How can we constantly think high of ourselves?
Well, one of the things that's important for people to understand is that, first and foremost, you are human. And as a human, there are going to be times when you might get pushed out of balance. You might feel, like normally you think really well of yourself, but today I don't. And that's okay, because you're going to recognize it as being, this is what I feel in this moment. I acknowledge it. Whew, and then I take a breath in and I blow it out and I let it go. So when you speak of self-esteem and you speak of using that as a guidance for yourself, then through breathing, through meditation, through whatever form you would like, by allowing yourself to consciously create that alignment to your divinity, feeling it flow up and down through your body, then that is that's how you can use it as a means of strengthening you or acknowledging you, or, you know, howsoever you want to think about it.
Would you say that listening to our inner voice can help us strengthen our self-esteem?
Absolutely, because your inner voice is your divinity within you. So the more you listen to it, the stronger it gets. If you listen to it but then deny it, it becomes something that you don't rely on as much. How many times have you been in a situation where you thought, oh gosh, I had a feeling that wasn't going to work out, or I had a feeling that wasn't going to be the way to go, but you did it anyway? And on the one hand, it's fine, that's free will, that's completely okay. But on the flip side of that, you had your intuition, you had that inner thought, and when you get in the habit of listening to that intuition, listening to that inner voice, and then you follow it, you get to the place where you just automatically do things, and you may already in your life be saying, I don't know why I ended up here, but I feel like I need to be here. And then you meet people that you might not have met, or you experience a class you might not have experienced, or, you know, it can be any number of things. So that's the importance, I think, of listening to your inner guidance.
There are times in our life when we are going through something very difficult and we either fall into pain or we get into panic. How would you tell people to connect to their inner voice when they are going through something so difficult?
Okay. When you find yourself going into panic or going into fear, then the best thing to do in any given moment is, I know I've said it over and over again, but I guess you can see how this is what I think so important, but is your breathing. Because when you take a slow, easy, deep breath in, just do it with me right now, you breathe in, and you're taking maybe 4 or 5 seconds as you're breathing in slowly, gently, easily, and then you hold it for a moment, and then you breathe out, that's 8 to 10 seconds out of your life, which is really nothing in the big scheme of things, but it's enough to shift you. It's like you it gives you that several second pause, and then that can shift your energies in another direction. So if you're feeling panicked about things, then by focusing on your breathing, and it can be that you breathe in and you link with whatever the panic is, and then as you breathe out, you let go of the panic. And that may open up the door. It's like you get a breath of fresh air. You can look and see what that panic is about, and you can work with shifting it underneath it. Change is very difficult. I understand that completely. And so when you are changing something in your life, when you are seeking to find a new reality for yourself, then it can cause you to be panicked or to fall into that place of worrying about things. But when your focus stays in that place, then it perpetuates more of that. So whatever you can do to shift yourself out of it, even if it's only for that 8 to 10 seconds, then it can create a longer-term change for yourself. There was something else I wanted to say about all that. When you're looking at making a change or trying to create something new for yourself and you feel that panic or that worry, then also it's most likely coming from a place inside of you that's fearful. So when you are fearful inside of yourself, by letting your consciousness or your focus go inside as if you are creating a hug for yourself, as if you are flowing compassion and awareness into that part of you, then as it feels the compassion, as it feels the awareness, as it feels that inner knowing, then the panic and the other things are going to lessen or go away. So these are just different ways of working with this.
Do you think that self-esteem is something measurable? How can we measure it?
It does not need to be measured. Your self-esteem is something that you feel. It's something that is yours, and it is that it is. Nobody can determine it but yourself, and so if you feel good about yourself, then you have have sufficient self-esteem. If you find yourself there in short periods of time but not very long, then you know that's what somebody might call low self-esteem or the other high self-esteem. But it's not really about judgment. It's not about determining high versus low. It's more so about, how can I spend the greater portion of my day in a place that feels good to me? And that's self-esteem. That's having a self-esteem that allows you to grow within yourself.
Sometimes
when we are going through something difficult in our lives, we are not able to evaluate what's happening with us. Would you say there's a way to evaluate what's happening regarding self-esteem in that moment?
You can evaluate it by taking the time to consider your life, and you may say a week ago, a month ago, 6 months ago, this is where I was, this is where I am now, and this is where I'm going in the future. And you can use it as a bit of a timeline. Through that timeline, it can give you the perspective of flow. Another thing to consider when we're talking about divinity, self-esteem, any of these things, it is about the flow that you have within your life. So by looking at it in a perspective like that, it's another way of showing you the flow and the change that may be taking place.
Mm-hmm. So can we implement self-esteem in our daily life?
Yes, you can implement it by allowing yourself to accept who you are in any given moment. You can implement it by taking a breath in. For example, you wake up in the morning, you take a deep breath in, and let that deep breath just move through you. And as it's doing so, you're feeling who you are. You can consciously accept, you can allow, you can use any of those emotions or energies that allow you to more fully feel who you are in that moment. And that's a great way, can you imagine, to start your day. If you started your day every day with that feeling, oh, I feel really good today, and that can set the tone for the whole rest of your day. If you find yourself at any given moment where you feel cranky, you feel out of sorts, you feel pushed, you feel tired, you feel any of those other things, then by allowing yourself to let go what feels uncomfortable to you or what feels awkward to you or out of alignment, and instead focus on moving towards alignment or towards feeling good, then that's how you can continuously renew throughout the day your a strengthening of your self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. For you, what is the importance of living with a high self-esteem? What are the benefits?
The benefit is that you feel good in your life. The benefit is you have confidence to do whatever it is that you would like to do in your life. The benefit is that by honoring and respecting yourself, then there may be certain situations or relationships or jobs that no longer work for you. And in doing that, it allows you to open up to an even richer, more full life. So it is the foundation of everything that you do.
Are there any inner or outer signals to indicate we are actually living with a healthy degree of self-esteem?
Well, the inner signal is that you feel good. You feel like you just feel good inside yourself and in your daily life. The outer signals are that things seem to fall into place for you. Do you know anybody that it seems like every time they turn around, they're going to make a change, the next thing just unfolds right there, and then the next, and then the next? Or you are thinking, I need to find a new job, and then just a day or so later you meet someone and they end up giving you a job. It can be that's the synchronicity that can be happening in your life. That's an indicator that that you are connected within yourself, you honor and respect yourself, and that's how it manifests on the outside.
So what you're saying is that when we live with a high self-esteem, we can see the synchronicities happening around our life and we can flow easily, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think those are the questions that I have right now for you. We have a call from a listener. Would you like to take it now?
Absolutely.
Great, give me a second.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to our show. What's your question for the goddess?
Okay, goddess, I have a question about the breath. Some people suggest that you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, and others suggest you breathe in your nose and out your nose. Is there a difference in how that reacts in our body and in our, you know, our whole being?
It actually does create a bit of a difference. When you think of your nose and the size of your nose and how much breath can go in at any given moment as you're breathing in through your nose, it makes it kind of a slow and steady stream. And when you breathe out through your mouth, it's like it can come out as like a puff or a bigger ball of energy all at once, as opposed to a slow, steady stream out of your mouth. Although I take that back. If you breathe out with pursed lips, then that's also makes a slow, steady stream out of your mouth. So, that's the only way that I would see a difference, is that it's hard to breathe out a large amount of energy through your nose, and it's easier to do that through your mouth. But if you're breathing in and out through your nose, or you're breathing in and then slowly out through your mouth, it's just a personal preference, and it doesn't make any difference.
Oh, good. I was concerned about that.
Well, you see, and sometimes people get caught up in the little things because that seems to become a big deal. And what's underneath that is that it's more important for it. And sometimes you need to focus on those little things because it kind of is opening up stuff in your unconscious. But be aware, is your whole day, or does it happen again and again, that you get caught up in these these minor little things that in the big scheme of things may or may not have an effect upon it, but yet you can't get beyond that? Because that can be a means that you have as a defense mechanism to try to help you feel better, or to try to help you, it may be coming up as a protective mechanism.
Well, it wasn't really a big problem. A friend of mine said she felt very differently when she did it with her mouth closed. And so I just wondered, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. So do whichever works for you. And it may be that sometimes you want to do it one way and sometimes the other.
Right. That's true. That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. So, Goddess, do you have any final words on self-esteem for all our listeners?
Okay. Let's see. As what I'm doing is I'm reaching out and I'm gathering the energies of those people listening. And as you know, time is nonlinear, and even people that will be listening to this in the future, I can feel their energies as they come through now. And one of the things that I would like to share with everyone is that you begin to be gentle with yourself. You begin to allow yourself to first and foremost be human and recognize that some days you might feel cranky and out of sorts, and that's just a part of being human. I would invite you to take any opportunity that you have to recognize and honor those things that are really working within you. Sometimes it may be something as simple as, I'm really glad I'm strong enough to lift that box, or something as simple as, I'm so thrilled that I have the ability to figure out these problems that are going on at work as a part of my job or not a part of my job. But the different things that you have in your daily life, there's so much that just flows past you in an unconscious manner, and you're not even thinking about it. You're not even considering that it actually may have more of a significance. So as you begin to accept those whether you call them little victories or those little things for yourself, then that's going to also help you realize that this is I am more worthy, or I am, you know, whatever those words are that are going through your mind. We can see that that's a way to shift it. something just came to us that someone was asking, and that was about children. How can I strengthen self-esteem in my children? And we think that that's a beautiful question to bring up. One of the things that we would recommend to you is that you begin to state questions or acknowledge their accomplishments through you must feel really good about that, or you were so smart to figure that out for yourself. And use words or phrases that allow them to take ownership or responsibility for the things that they feel, the things that they are doing right, instead of how many parents do you hear them saying, oh, I'm so proud of you, you were fantastic. And, of course, you are proud of them. They are fantastic. But a child is going to hear that as, my parent is proud of me, what can I do to keep them feeling proud of me? So if you flip that around as, I know you are so proud of yourself for accomplishing that, then they can feel that glow within themselves. They can feel that inner awareness that is them acknowledging that they have accomplished something. And it makes it more it completely brings it inside of them instead of something outside of them. Because if you always live your life from the perspective of trying to please others, you will never be satisfied because you can never please others. Life is about living in a way in which you are connected within yourself, and through your choices and through the things that make you feel good and the things that make you happy, indeed, many times they are going to please the people around you because that's how relationships work. But if the focus is, I will do this, it will please them, then I'll be happy, that's going about it backwards. So live your life from the perspective of, what feels good within me? What do I choose to do because it enriches me? And in the doing of all of this, then I trust and I acknowledge that everything around me will fall into place. Does that resonate with you, beloved?
Yes, it does, and a lot. I just tuned in with one more question, if it's okay with you.
Sure.
What role does ego play on our developing self-esteem?
Ego plays a big role because your ego is your personality. It's that human part of you. And that part of you is what is essential in your makeup because it's what keeps you grounded. It's what keeps you human. It's what keeps you in that analytical mode or that part of you that you could call the left brain part of you. So when you are out of balance within yourself and your ego keeps you in a place of limitation, or your ego perhaps gets overinflated, and then it the body or the mind or your thoughts or your belief in yourself doesn't feel real to you anymore. It's instead feeling like it's invalidated. Then that's because there's a lack of balance between your ego and yourself. So your ego, if you seek to create an alignment within yourself in which your ego is all a part of all this whole process, then it's comfortable with changes, it's comfortable with accepting you, it's not going to try to be out of balance. Does that make sense like that?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much, Goddess. I really appreciate everything that you're doing for us today.
I did see in the chat room, it looks like there's a question in there. Shall I read that?
Yes.
Or do we have to go?
No, we don't have to go. Let's see. It says, okay, I get lazy when I start to implement positive thinking and eventually I'll stop. Do you have any advice for keeping up with it when it feels like it isn't working or even when it's just getting bored with it?
Okay. This is a very good way a very good question, because this happens in more than just thinking good thoughts about yourself. Oh, there's a bit of an echo. Sorry about that. Anyway, when you are creating a change for yourself, it can be a challenge. It can be a challenge because it's different, it's new, and it doesn't feel comfortable at first. It feels kind of awkward. So what this individual is talking about is they get through that phase, they get past it, but then it just feels bored, and they get bored, and it becomes a challenge or something that that you have to make yourself do. So that's the same as creating a different type of resistance, because self-esteem, feeling good about yourself, loving yourself, allowing yourself, honoring yourself, all of those things, when they get to that point of being intrinsic within you, then it's not something that is going to that's going to be an effort. It's going to be easy. So anything that finds you in that place of effort, you've slipped out of actually strengthening this part within you, and you've shifted back into something that is resistance. So I would say just let it go. Don't even worry about it. And if just let yourself go, and like it's almost like you can breathe down your divinity and let it just cleanse through you. Let it cleanse your whole day. Let it cleanse whatever, so that you come back in a day or so as if with fresh eyes. And then it may be something else that comes to your awareness and allows you to feel good about that one that situation. Because those that have high self-esteem or that confidence or that inner awareness, they aren't necessarily going through their days like a cheerleader inside of themselves. It's just that you may need something like that as you get started, and then you can just let it go or see how it releases.
Mm-hmm. So Tisha says, thank you.
Yeah, that was a really good question, because that's exactly what happens for so many people, isn't it?
Right, yes. So is there anything else you would like to add?
You know what we would like to do, because we realized that in all this talk of divinity and in all this talk of breathing it in and around you, you know, everybody may have a different perception of that. So let us just take, we'll just notice the time. We have, like, what, about a minute or so to talk about this?
No, we have all the time in the world.
All the time in the world. Thank you.
Definitely.
Very much.
Yes, we do.
Thank you very much. Anyway, the way that I like to work with people as they are seeking to create this within themselves is that first and foremost, you begin from here within the human that you are, because this is you in your lifetime, in this lifetime. And as you take that breath in, like that one caller talked about, whether it's through your nose, your mouth, whatever, but that sense of feeling the connection that goes inside of you because you are breathing, and you feel it go into your heart center and it swirls around, and it's as if your heart center expands because you are breathing energy into it and you are linking with it. And then one thing that I like to do is then send that energy all the way down through your lower chakra centers down into the earth. And as you feel yourself blending with the earth, let yourself feel Gaia, as if in your mind's eye you are feeling the earth. You're feeling the energy of the earth. And you're going to let that sit there and hold you and anchor you. And then your consciousness moves back up and comes back into your heart center. So then from there, as you reach upwards, your intention is all that you need. And you send a stream of energy. It goes up through the top of your head with the intention of linking with your divinity. And it's like it just streams out into the space. Your higher self, it moves through your higher self. It moves into your divinity. And if you're not used to doing with this, you may think, am I there? Have I gotten the right place? Is this the wrong place? Well, when you have an intention of linking to your divinity, you cannot go wrong. When you send forth the intention that you go in a stream of light, with you, linking with your divinity, then you it goes there, and then it's like you feel it as if it stops, or you just in your mind's eye create an image or a sense that you are linking with your divinity, and then you let that energy flow back down through that stream or that beam of light that you just created. And as it flows down through there, you may feel it as it flows through you. Sometimes people feel it as warmth. Sometimes people feel as if they've suddenly gotten expanded or they've gotten bigger than they are. Sometimes they may just feel it as a color, a light. It can be anything at all in the world. But when I speak of linking to your divinity and letting your divinity fill you up, this is what I mean. Your divinity is your I am presence. It is you as your soul. It is you as the essence of who you are. And as much of that energy as you would like can flow into you at any given moment in time. In every single living person, there is a connection, there is a flow. So it's about creating a stronger bond through this and allowing that bond to expand and then allowing it to become a part of your life. Whew, there we go. And then if you do this short little meditation like this, then you can consciously let go your divinity, consciously let go the earth, and breathe deeply down into your heart center as if you're bringing everything back together in your heart. And that's how you've disconnected from these other places in which you've connected your consciousness, and it allows you to come back in here in the moment.
Mm-hmm. That was very beautiful.
Thank you. All right, beloved.
Okay, so is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I think that's it.
Great. Is it possible for us to talk to Shelly again?
Okay.
Thank you very much, Goddess. It's been a real pleasure and honor.
And she says thank you back from her. You know, she sends her embrace out to everyone. Well, that just had such flow. Boy, what a lot of energy going around there. I love the questions. They were so pertinent. And so I work with a lot of different people. I do private channels with people. We work on just this very thing and many other things in the private channels. But the questions that you were asking are many of the same questions and things that I see coming up with the people I work with. So I agree with you that that's what so many people are feeling and experiencing, and so I appreciate you asking them.
And I appreciate your both being here to help us with this important topic. I was wondering if I can make you one last question. Actually,
sure.
Two last questions. when you were starting your channeling path, did you have any self-esteem issues in your own development, in your own evolvement?
Yes, I did. And the channeling was the way that I was seeking to expand my, that I was seeking to open up to greater self-esteem, because I kept getting these intuitions and these insights. And what at the time I perceived as, well, rather than me guessing about it, instead I want to talk directly to the angels. So that was the kind of the impetus that led towards me deciding to channel. And in the doing of that, the more that I allow myself, accept myself, honor myself, have this high self-esteem that we've been speaking of, then the more that I can connect with the angels and the goddess. Because back in 2001, when the goddess came in, I'd been channeling her for a while, and there was a part of me that thought, oh my gosh, am I worthy of this? And she says, you're not worthy, I'll find someone else. I mean, just cut and dry like that. So the
You're
angels,
kidding me, really?
Exactly. The angels and those people on that side, they don't have any patience for some of the games that we play with ourselves. So it was like, honor yourself, accept yourself. I'm here for you as much as you want. But she wasn't going to get into that game playing with me. And it was a big insight in a lot of other ways, because then it was like, well, absolutely, I know I want you, and I know I'm going to do this. And so that was one of those other stepping stones where I realized that by honoring and accepting myself and allowing this to be my reality, gulp, and anyway, that was all just a part of my own personal journey towards higher self-esteem and feeling good.
Mm-hmm. And as a businesswoman, for all the people that work, how did you manage to develop your self-esteem to a point where you can make a living out of this work?
I did it slowly. I don't think people have to go as slowly as I did, but I'm a Virgo. I'm a single mother, and I was raising my daughter, and I had, you know, responsibilities and bills and stuff like that, and I never felt comfortable to just say, I'm dropping everything, and I'm going to do this work, because I know me, and I would have just gone into freak out mode, and it would have held me back instead of supporting me. At the same token, I did manage to manifest a job that I completely love. Wonderful people I'm working with. It's a nursing job, and I'm using all of my skills that I use with channeling, but just in a different manner, meaning I open to feeling compassion as I'm working with patients. I'm opening to feel, you know, insights as I talk to them and I say things. So I don't think anything is ever lost, and yet I manifested the job in such a way that now I'm working close to part-time doing that, because then it's still that type of steady income, and I'm stepping more and more into this work. So for me, it's taken these 10 years, and I'm completely fine with that. Other people feel differently about it, and so they need to do whatever they need to do for their life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's very important that we give people references, you know, just for them to understand that they are not alone and that the same things that go on with them also go on with many other people like us.
Exactly. Just because we're established, you know, there'll still be times like one of the things, like I might look in the mirror and think, oh, look at that. So even though I consider myself as having high self-esteem or good self-esteem, there are still moments when I may see something. But the question is, how long do I stay in that space? How long do I fixate on something like that? What percentage of my day is spent in something like that? And to me, the key is that you recognize, I don't feel good in this situation. I don't feel good when I have thoughts like that. So whatever I can do to get back towards feeling good or having thoughts that support me, anything like that, then that's what I think is about self-esteem and having high self-esteem or good self-esteem.
Mhm. Mhm. That's wonderful. Are there any final words you would like to share with all our listeners?
I don't think so. I think the goddess and I have already been speaking about these many things, and if anything at all, it's what we've just been talking about, reaching towards what feels good. It's about honoring yourself, respecting yourself, respecting your wishes, and if you're in a space that feels completely abnormal to you, or it does not feel like something that you can do, then reach towards the things that you can feel. Reach, even if it's little bit, day by day by day, no matter what it is, anything at all that can help you to feel good, even if it is at the beginning, perhaps, well, I feel good because I was able to spend some time out here in the sun today, or I feel good because I had 5 minutes myself. So whatever it is, it does not have to be anything elaborate. It can be simple, but just find any portion of your day that you can feel good within, and then put forth that expands into more and more and more a part of your day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Shelley. It's been a wonderful show. I want to thank you from myself and all the people that are listening and that will be listening on demand.
Oh, good.
Thank you again for being here with us. It's been a blessing. Thank you.
And you are welcome. And as always, I thank you for having me here. And for those who listen, oh, you know what? I don't think we ever talked. I have a teleconference that's on the 1st and 3rd Sundays evenings of every month, and that's free to everybody. I do private work. There's stuff on my website that might help you out. And my website is www.goddesslight.net. That's GoddessLight.net. All right.
Yes, you're right. We haven't talked about that. And you also have a fan page on Facebook, right?
Yep. I have a friends page in Facebook. I'm on Twitter, although I still don't understand Twitter. I leave people questions and comments, and I never hear anything back. So I think I might be doing something wrong with that. But I'm trying to be on Twitter. I have Facebook, and I have a blog on my website. And so I'm trying really hard to get out there in lots of new ways. So I invite anybody to look for me there.
Great. And they can also Google your name, right? They can Google
Absolutely.
Your name and Goddess name as well? Or
yes,
your name
Goddess,
only?
Yeah, Goddess of Creation, Goddess Light. I do find if you Google Goddess Light, it comes up fairly well, you know, because I've tried it myself from time to time.
Great. That's great. Okay, so thank you again, Shelley, for being with us. Having you here is a real blessing, and it's a real joy as well. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Luciana, and it was a pleasure as always.
And because your way, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.